HarperCollins presents When the Music Stops, a novel by Joe Heap with music by John Sands, read by Caroline Guthrie. Greek myth tells of Orpheus, who travelled to the underworld to win back his lost lover Eurydice. His means of transport was music, music that made the gods weep to hear it, music that stopped the rivers and made nature pause. The hymns of Orpheus are lost to us now, but their voices are still ours to use, that we may each bring back our own Eurydice. Musicologists disagree about how many of these voices, called modes, there are. Some say 5, or 9, or 12. For this book, we will cover the 7 commonly accepted modes used in antiquity. The number 7 was important to the ancients. 7 Olympian gods, 7 days of the week, 7 ages of man. 7 is a mystical number, a magical number, and perhaps this little book yearns to do something magical. I do not believe in gods, but I believe in music. Music can draw the dead close to us for a while. If we could meet them in the sunlit fields of song, surely we would stay forever. Jack Shapiro, The Songs of the Dead. Chapter 1. The Child. The storm wakes me. It must have been going for a while. The boat is rocking like a roller coaster and the sea is loud. I squint at my clock. The red numbers say it's 2:30 in the morning, but this clock hasn't been set since we left. Where was it we left? Somewhere else. Somewhere not home. I can't guess the time these days, now that I'm an ancient ruin. I'm not sure how long I slept. I stare at the flashing dots on the clock. Someone's banging at the door. Mum, are you awake? Abigail? The door opens. Yes, Mum, it's me. Do you mind if I put the light on? Mind? Why? The light clicks on, and there is Abigail. She looks flustered, and she's hanging on to the doorframe. The bedroom tips to one side. Are you okay? Abigail staggers over and sits on the side of my bed like a nurse. She was a nurse before this. Her auburn hair is unbrushed and I want to get a comb. I just wanted to check you're okay. Why? Because of the storm. Oh, bad? Abigail sighs. Yes, Mum, it's pretty bad. Don't need helping. I look up into my daughter's face. She has freckles, but no wrinkles. She's still so young. I know you don't need helping, you stubborn old goat. I make horns with fingers at the sides of my head and bleat. Abigail laughs and kisses my forehead. I just need to help David secure the boat, and I don't want you to worry if you can't find me. I take a deep breath. Don't worry. Go. Take care. The older I get, the less I talk. The words are still there in my head. I just can't get them out. Or if I do, they're wrong. I say knife when I mean fork, and hello when I mean goodbye. I used to be a musician, and I preferred playing music to talking. Maybe this is nature's punishment. Use it or lose it. Meanwhile, the trapped words boil away in my head like the contents of a pressure cooker. Long rolling sentences bubble up. Presumably in this metaphor, my brain is the old piece of meat, liquefying in its juices. I don't like it, but there's nothing to be done. I sling one arm around Abigail's neck and half hug her. See you soon, Mum. Sleep tight. Abigail clicks the light off and closes the door. I settle back into bed. The storm seems worse in the dark. I feel it throwing our boat up and down. Out of habit, I count the things I remember. 1. My name is Ella Campbell. 2. I'm on a boat. 3. I'm on the boat because I'm on holiday. 4.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?